Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
This is now the Chris and Danny podcast, and today we have James Enox here with us, Jamie.
Hello, guys.
And also we have Brian Hunter here with us.
Hello, fellas.
Okay, so today what we plan on talking about, our main goal is to discuss which animals would win in fights if they had to fight each other.
Yeah.
But we're going to... Chris mentioned that he had a story for us about his first pubes.
So I didn't mention that.
No, you brought it up.
Yeah. You asked if anybody had any pube stories.
And I
don't even know why you came up with that idea, but it just so happens I do have several pube stories.
Several pubes, too.
The right? Very first time I found out that I had hair under my arms, I was really impressed. I had one single hair, and I didn't discover it. It was discovered for me by somebody else. We were in seventh grade, and me and Ben Shields, and I can never remember if the third person was Rip Morgan or Brian
Towdy.
You guys knew somebody named Rit?
Rip.
Rip Morgan.
Either way, it's a stupid name.
Yeah. Rip is an awesome Rip name. Rip Morgan? That is
I don't remember which one of those two it was. It was one of them two.
Let's say it was Rip Morgan.
It probably was him. And Neil Gibson was the guy who sat right next to me. And he was always bragging about his underarm hair because he had a full underarm bush on each. This guy went through puberty at 10 years
Neil
old.
Neil Gibson was famous in our small town for being like, check out these babies.
Did he do that to you guys?
I've just heard so many stories.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about his pubic hair and bragging about it and just showing it in random places.
In the middle of class, he'd be like, Ben, you don't got hair under your arms. Let me see if you've got hair under your arms. And he'd just grab him. He'd just like lift him up, basically, like pull open his shirt as much as he could, like pull down his shirt. You don't got any underarm hair. You ain't getting it like these babies. Pull his shirt down and show everybody. And they're like, Rip, let me see. Like you don't got any underarm hair. Not like these babies. And it's like, it was really like that. You either had none at all or you were Neil. And you had as many as you were ever going to get. And then he grabs me. You ain't got any. And then I had one single underarm hair. And he's like, oh, you do. But it's nothing like these babies.
I got underarm hair way before I got actual, like, ball pubic hair. Ball pubic?
Yeah.
Anyway. But I remember when I first got my underarm hair, I also started wearing deodorant then. And I really remember thinking this, that I'm like, wow, I'm a man now. Like, pretty soon I'm going to have to get a job. And, like, when I was wearing deodorant, I felt so grown up.
I know. It's weird, when you shave your face for the first time, I couldn't believe it. Like, it blew my mind that I was doing this. And I didn't really need to, I don't think, but I still barely need to.
Yeah, totally.
But did you just feel like, just that's it?
Yeah.
It's time to face facts. I'm a man. I need to take responsibility. I need to start looking for a wife.
I was thinking about pubes, actually, this week.
Yeah, interesting.
The different ways that puberty hit, you know, men and women, and... Where how in women it's like immediate. Everybody knows puberty has happened because you have boobs now.
That's true.
Walking around, they're sticking out of your shirt. We all know what those are.
Uh-huh.
You know? Mm-hmm. But for us, for guys, it takes fucking forever for it to be obvious. You know, we start growing like hair in places. But
unless you're walking around with a boner forever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was.
When you were a young kid, this is a sensitive topic, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. When you're like 12 or 13 and you start getting erections like crazy, you'd be sitting in class and think, fuck, don't get a fucking erection. And it'd be nothing happening at all. You'd be like, shit. Now the bell's going to ring for recess pretty soon. And I'm just going to have to chill out here for a minute and try to work it into my pant leg.
I have two good erection stories. One is...
All erection stories are good stories.
Are these stories about good erections or are these good stories about...
Good stories about good erections. One of them is... I don't even remember who it was, but this was like in seventh, I think it might have been Michelle Iola that had a skirt on, and she had panties on, and you could,
nice.
I somehow could see her pubic hair coming out on the side of the panties. And I swear I almost
this
had
story's
an orgasm.
Kind of creeping out.
I almost had an orgasm. I was in like 7th or 8th grade. It was
because
like,
he was jerking off in front of everybody. I almost got to completion before the principal showed up.
No, I mean, but it was like, I was just, and what I did was I put my head down, like I was taking a nap, and I was kind of looking backwards so I could see, and I was like peeking out this little hole, and I was just staring, like intensely staring. And I it's true. I
can't believe it.
I mean, it seems weird now. It does seem creepy, but at that time, it seemed like there was nothing.
I was kidding. I don't think it's creepy.
There was nothing else I could be doing. I could not take my eyes off this, and I didn't even know what I was thinking. I was just like, my whole middle region was like, burning almost. It really felt like it was like...
That was another problem you had. You had adolescent crabs.
Before you go on to your second good erection story...
what got yours or what?
No. Okay. This is about Michelle Ayola, because I asked her out once. And you guys all know how she was a cock licker, right?
Oh, man. Yes.
She's like the biggest of all cock lickers. She would not look at your face. She would look at your junk.
That's true. That
is a cock licker.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me, you're the biggest cock licker right here. Challenger.
Chris is pointing at, for all those listeners, Chris is pointing at himself right now.
In 8th grade, I asked her out on the basketball court. And
on a date to the basketball court?
No. I was like, we were standing on the basketball court. I was like, hey, you don't want to be my girlfriend? I don't know what I was doing, but she stared down at my cock, thought about it. No.
Are you serious? How old were you?
Oh my god!
Yeah, 8th grade, whatever.
Was she like having sex at that age?
Yes, she was. Definitely.
She probably
no,
was.
No, she was. I
Man.
Know for a fact she was.
What lucky guy was banging her in 8th grade?
Mike Alves, J.D. Lawson.
Oh, those fucking bastards.
And
they should be killed.
She has tried to grab my penis on several non-consecutive occasions. That's true. Like, not trying to be... She doesn't like me. She doesn't want me as a boyfriend. She just has this weird... You're right, though. Yeah, she has a weird thing about...
It was really funny, though. I couldn't even believe it.
What an angel.
She was just staring at my junk and decided, nah.
Nope.
There's better out there.
She hated BJ Weston.
Yeah, it probably was better.
My second story is just Chris talking about erections that won't go away. When I used to work at Taco Bell, I was like 15, 16... And you still got, like, a lot of erections at that age. But everything, I was the exact right height that the entire counter was just at cock level. So, like, if I was working in the drive-thru, then I would open and close the drawer. Like, I would close the drawer, and my cock would rub against, like, the side. So if I started to get an erection, that it would not go away
for hours,
because it would just constantly be getting touched by something and re-stimulated. Like, it wouldn't have...
I've had enough of this story.
No idea how many tacos and burritos I made with a full erection.
Imagine.
My curiosity is definitely not stimulated right now.
Hey, I couldn't help it. And plus, there were a couple semi-hot girls that worked there. And plus, when you were in the drive-thru, hot girls would constantly be going up to the lake. Like, they'd come back from the lake at, 7 at night, and they'd go through the drive-thru in just their bikinis, which didn't help my erection situation.
If I see a young 16-year-old girl right now, I'll still think that there's something hot about them. But here's the weird thing. If I get a vibe that they're not having sex yet, I'm not into them. But if I feel like...
But if they are, Chris is over.
If I get a vibe that, like, maybe they're 14 or 15... Well, all right, 17. Maybe, whatever. They're 16 or 15. And you get a vibe...
Named every teen.
Whatever. They're a tween. Like Haley Cyrus, maybe. No, you just get
Anna
a vibe...
Montana.
You just get a vibe that, like, if they're not doing it, they want to. And that's the biggest turn on. They might be and they might not. But if they want to.
It's true.
There you go. But if they look like they're white and blonde haired and they're in church every Sunday and they're just nervous about their body and shit. Yeah, whatever.
I agree with you.
No,
you know what I mean?
I totally do. Yeah.
But back then, I didn't have any gauge of what that meant. And if I just saw a girl's anywhere above her knee, I'd be like, oh, that's all I need.
I don't know if we're going to have time for any talk other than pube slash erection talk.
Slash erections, yeah.
You get me on the erection talk.
Grace is feverish with the cock talk.
Yeah.
Brian, you have anything you'd like to say about erections?
Or pubes?
I'm just going to keep it in my pants, right?
Brian had a beard before I had a pube, I think. I'm not kidding.
But Brian could make it look like Daddy had pubes.
By beard, we mean a chick he hung out with to right. convince people that he wasn't gay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Wow. Brian, are you going to say something to that?
Oh. No, it's fine.
All right. So, well, anyway, another thing about pubes. Do you guys remember taking showers in, like, 7th and 8th grade?
Yes, God. At Central.
That's in the best direction.
Yeah, you want to hear something about that?
Yeah, tell me a story.
Okay. Actually, I don't even think it was... I think it was actually high school. We were already taking showers at junior high, but for some reason, like, before my first day of high school, my dad had a talk with me about how in high school you take showers with the other guys. I was like, yeah, I know, we do that in junior high. Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, if you're ever in the shower and you drop the soap, don't pick it up.
He really told me that?
He told me that. And that leads me to believe, like, wait a minute. When you went to school, did you guys rape each other? Or do you just think that happens? Because he's been to high school before. He wasn't, like, private schooled. He must be taking this from experience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong? How would that fly? Yeah.
Do you think that he... And plus, it's
was that
not
what they
like
did back in the
60s? It's not like high school kids. Like, it's not like when I was in the shower, I was, like, soaping up, like, just scanning, surveying the area, waiting for someone to drop the soap so I could finally have sex with them.
You just get tempted when you see that action happen.
No kidding.
It's like a new thing.
And do you think, like, if like, the rest of the guys saw you raping a man in the shower, they would be cool with it? Like, oh, yeah. You fucking bent over.
Sure clean.
He wanted it. That's what he gets.
Well, I think we're going to have to save the animal talk for another podcast.
Okay.
So we'll just end this podcast now.
Good night, guys.
All right, good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.